Welcome to Season 3 of E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 78.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Thanks for listening in today. This episode is brought to you by Just Uno, an incredible Shopify app. Do you want your on-site lead capture to drive more revenue, delight shoppers, and convert more visitors? Then you have to check out Just Uno. They're an on-site visitor conversion platform that has been designed to help businesses like you collect more leads and take their customer journey to the next level. You want to learn even more? You should totally check out episode 21, where I've interviewed the co-founder and CEO, Eric Christensen, about how retailers can maximize their traffic and revenue and stop leaving money on the table. You know, getting the promotional strategy isn't always easy, and that's where Just Uno Plus comes in. You get exclusive access to AI-powered product recommendations, plus a dedicated conversion strategist for support and optimization. And for listeners looking to take their business to the next level, Just Uno is now offering 15% off exclusively for e-commerce Fastlane listeners. So go to justuno.com, use the coupon code Fastlane15. That will give you 15% off, and you can start optimizing your conversion rate today. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. And you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Today, I'm chatting with Steve Smith, the co-founder and CEO of an analytics platform called Conversific. And they're a solution that's used by more than 10,000 e-commerce stores of all sizes, startup to enterprise. And it's been developed really to help you, the store or brand owner, to better understand your customers, what they say, in three main ways. Number one is benchmarking your Shopify store against your competitors. Really, without context, numbers are just numbers. And Conversific helps you understand what success looks like as it compares to others in your vertical. Number two, they also offer a detailed to-do list of recommendations and some action items that can, you know, really be implemented by you to help drive more revenue and the ultimate lifetime customer value that we're all chasing. And finally, and certainly not least, they have a deep product and customer analytics that's directly connected to your Shopify data to uncover insights to help you continue to drive revenue growth. So let 2020 be the year that you level up your skills with insights of being more proactive with your store's data. Like, no more guessing games. Let's increase user engagement, sales, conversions, all by doing more of what's working for leading online businesses that are in your industry. So hi, Steve. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here, Steve.
On a high level, I mentioned at the top of the show, but on a high level, I'd love to hear it in your own words about what does Conversific do and what sort of problem are you trying to solve for Shopify store owners?
Well, having some sort of analytics tool is pretty much a must-have to having a successful e-commerce business. E-commerce isn't like placing some sport bets where you pretty much take an educated guess. So to be successful, you get to know exactly what your user is doing on your site in order to best serve them. I'm always talking that data can either make or break your business. So with a tool like Google Analytics, you can lead to a lot of wasted time trying to figure it out yourself. We give you all the context you need to make better decisions. With Conversific, you get an all-in-one user-friendly dashboard with the only most important data, and you can compare your results to the peers in your industry. We download all of your data from various data sources like Shopify, Google Analytics, Search Console, Facebook Ads. We aggregate all of this data and make it meaningful and easy to understand. It will be at least 10 times quicker and easier to understand your data with our tool with like any other solution in the market.
Yeah, I have firsthand knowledge. That's the reason why I have you on the show today, of brands that I manage that are using your platform, and they absolutely love it. It's part of their weekly workflow, which I think we'll get into a little later in the show, because a lot of people ask about, you know, how much should I be involved with my data? And you know, is this like a full-time job? And, you know, and it really depends on the complexity and the maturity of the brand, but we'll dig into that a little later. But tell me a bit about your journey being a co-founder. I love hearing the story of, you know, what positions you and the founding team, really, number one, to have the desire, and then number two, to have the expertise to want to create this platform and to continue to iterate on this platform.
Well, believe it or not, Steve, we have a lot of things in common. First, both of us called Steve. We are passionate for e-commerce. I think it's true.
It's true.
We are really handsome guys, of course. And we have started out our careers as e-commerce star owners. I have created a couple of different types of stores for different types of products. Well, meaning this journey, I have learned a lot how to run a business. You know, the major things, logistics, warehousing, finance, accounting, marketing, growth, everything which is important. Well, I enjoyed mostly all of these tasks, mostly the marketing part and the analytics part. It's a bit funny from my mouth as CEO of the F Analytics tool, but the beginning was not that easy. Getting the first $100 per month was tough, but scaling it was way much harder. Yeah. I knew that I had to change the way I am running my business because costs started to increasing, but the earnings did not very proportionately. So I have know that I need analytics to make a successful business. So I had to start raping myself and starting to learn how to use this tool. Well, when I started to exactly the learning curve and starting to learn more and more about it, I have literally fallen in love with database decision making. After a couple of months, the dice turned exactly because I was the one who helped my friends who has also their stores with the analysis of their metrics. I read a lot of blogs, books about conversion rate optimization, and CRO became a hobby. So I have decided to outsource some part of the business and start something new. My idea was to make a local marketing and CRO agency here in Hungary, but the fate brought it differently. I have met with a local startup studio named Inonic, and they have already had a couple of great startup projects, mostly for e-commerce and mostly for Shopify. One of them was an analytics tool, which helped e-commerce star owners with the CRO part. That sounds exactly like a plan for me. A couple of weeks later, the product development has begun. And at the present, we, as you have mentioned, we have working with more than 10,000 stores who have tried our system, and we are constantly improving and trying to find the best solution that will help the startup store owners, like I was in the very beginning of my career, to understand their metrics better. So this is the story.
Yeah, it's excellent. Thanks for sharing that. I know the analytics in general is, it can be very complicated. And it sounds like what you mentioned in your journey was that, hey, I'm not sure. I know it's important. I don't know how to deal with it. And then so you just doubled down through blogs and books and just, you know, and then took a liking to it. And then from there, it's so interesting how life goes down that kind of journey when you learn and then start helping your friends. I have this life of learning mantra myself, and there's always something new and exciting that's happening. And the data and data-driven decisions seem to be a great topic for 2020 for so many brands. You know, it's early on in the year right now in the first quarter of 2020. And that's one of the conversations that come up about segmentation and understanding what my peers are doing and what's best practice. But sometimes best practice isn't necessarily what's best for the brand. Everybody has their own unique customers and their customer's journey and their lifetime value and their frequency and all the average order size and conversion rate. There's lots of things. Some are vanity metrics, but some are really important for brands to think about. And I think that's what 2020 is all about. So let's talk about this data part of it. You know, you've dug deep into it. Now you have a great platform. But as a marketer or a brand owner that's listening in today, where do you believe is the best starting point as it relates to analytics? How do people get involved, or what should they be doing?
Well, if you are running on Shopify, you are taking the things pretty seriously because you have choose the best platform. And you know that guessing and the faking until you make it is only works for so long, because the real success happens when there are processes, trends, and numbers that act as a real compass. That's the power of data. Good data help us to understand the world around us. It provides guidance and help us make sound decisions. Different tools offer you different measuring capabilities. You can keep it pretty simple and track traffic sources, region, most visited pages, for example. Then you can go also pretty deep and know how much time your user spends on your site, how far they scrolled on a particular page, and which products they're intending to buy. What I like to mention that based on your site, there are different types of analytics jobs. If you are just starting your business, generating as much traffic as possible is your number one job. If you have already a couple of hundred of orders per month, focusing on the conversion rate optimization of your landing pages is a great chance to get even more revenue than you had last year. And if you are a real e-commerce pro and have a lot of orders per month, the attribution modeling and the channel analysis could help you a lot to reach your goals into 2020.
Yeah, Steve, I'm thinking right now about a term, analysis paralysis, and it comes up very, very often with my merchants that I work with on a weekly basis. You know, it's almost the process when someone or a brand owner, it could be the entrepreneur, it could be the marketing person, but they're overanalyzing or overthinking a situation, in this case, like data. And, you know, that whole decision-making process can become a little bit paralyzing, hence the word paralysis analysis or analysis by paralysis. It's almost like they don't know what the course of action is. And that's why I feel some brands find it very challenging to kind of make these data-driven decisions and, you know, and how to solve them, so to speak. So how do you believe that Conversific, you know, as a platform is really helping these people that are a little bit, they understand in 2020 that the data and making data decisions are important, but they're looking in the Shopify admin or they're looking at analytics or they're looking in the Facebook ads manager. And there's a lot of things to do, but how does Conversific alleviate some of that pressure and then give you some actionable things to work on?
Well, first, let's start with the problem. I think there are three main problems that cause e-commerce business to fail in this whole data-driven decision-making and causes this analysis paralysis. The first one, data is complex. Sometimes looking at data feels like real torture. Sometimes there is just so much things going on. Too many numbers, too many graphs, too many options. You know, you need data, but if you don't know what to do with it, what purpose does it serve? Most business owners get overwhelmed by just looking at the menu structure of Google Analytics. The second big part of the problem is data is fragmented. Even though Google Analytics is a great tool, it gives partial data about lifetime value of your customers. Sure, you can get all of this information from other tools, but finding a synergy between various tools can be equally frustrating and time-consuming also. The third one, that data is out of context many times. Well, for example, okay, here's a bunch of numbers and percentages. Okay, and now what I have to do with them? If you are there are a lot of dashboards you can look at it, and really hard to tell what to do next. What are the next steps? It's not actionable. Mm-hmm. Most data numbers are worthless without the context. How we could solve this problem? I bring you three quick examples. Before you get into the solution, I want to make it clear that it won't be easy, but it's certainly worth the trouble. Your business needs this data to be competitive and to thrive. Here are the three steps you should follow to create a data-driven decision-making framework. The first one, focus on the most important KPIs. Less is more. You have to decrease the complexity. You have to choose an infinite and manageable number of metrics and stick with them. The second one, make the important KPIs easy accessible. Have these metrics not only readily available on a whim, but have them aggregated in a single, preferably visually pleasing interface. Or even better, have them proactively delivered to you in just the right rhythm. And the third one, put your numbers into context. There are so many ways to contextualize and understand data, but most analytics tools don't even have the option to do this. Most analytics tools are simply for reporting purposes and nothing more. While there is nothing wrong with that, these tools exclude those who aren't number savvy for properly using the power of data. Like I have mentioned above, data is useless if you don't have idea what to do with it. Our goal at Conversific is to provide a center place to solve all this problem. We're simplifying because we handpick the most important metrics for an e-commerce store owner and deliver them to you just when you need them. We're aggregating. We aggregate all your data sources into a simple platform and make it necessary connections between these sources. We don't collect more data, we feel you already have too much of them. And contextualizing. When we present a number to you, we ask it for ourselves. Is it actionable enough? Is it clear what to do with them? If not, we don't show it for you. That's it.
So Steve, I totally agree with you. Less definitely is more. It kind of reminds me my day-to-day with some of the brands that I manage. We do 90-day sprints from a marketing strategy perspective, and we talk about SMART goals being, you know, SMART being an acronym for specific and measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. Understanding, I'll have a link in the show notes about this whole SMART goal framework, but it's very interesting that, you know, you're saying know the most important KPIs. You can't focus on everything. You can't impact everything. Whereas having maybe a 90-day sprint and understanding, you know, at each quarter, think about a couple metrics that you want to improve upon and do the best work based on, as you said, the peers in your industry and seeing where you fit in that vertical, and understanding conversion rate and lifetime value and average order size and frequency. All these things are super important, but you have to make a decision on your maturity and your complexity and make a decision on a few things and then execute on it. You know what I'm just thinking now too, is that it almost feels like, you know, in 2020 now that it's a very multi-discipline, these entrepreneurs and marketers, you have to know SEO, you have to know analytics, you have to understand about fulfillment and you have to be involved in the financial portions of the business. And so like in the analytics side of it, like how much time do you see people actually spending on analyzing the data for their e-commerce store?
Well, when it comes to data, there are two main activities you should spend your time on. The first is the KPI check, and the second one is the deep issue analysis. Let's start with the first one. Periodical KPI checks means that having the right dashboard to see everything is going on as planned if there is something off. Periodical KPI checks works best when there is some sort of schedule when you check your KPIs. Whether you feel that it's weekly or monthly, it's important to know at the time to have these KPI sweeps for maintenance. And the second one is the deep issue analysis. If your periodical KPI inspections show you have an issue somewhere, this is where the deep issue analysis comes in. This is when you deep dive in your data, attacking the root of the problem, and take the action. The deep issue analysis is all about understanding the why behind the issues. Most business owners don't know how much time to spend on certain tasks, so they are either waste a lot of time collecting, analyzing users' data, or worse, spend no time at all doing data analysis.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There are no fixed rules on how much time you should spend on doing data analysis, but as a rule of thumb, we recommend the following. Periodical KPI checks should be quick and easy, taking no more than a few minutes a day, 15 minutes a week, or 60 minutes a month. On the other hand, the deep analysis should be, as its name suggests, deep and thorough. It usually takes several hours, but can even take several days. Because most businesses don't know this information, they end up spending too much time on vanity metrics and too little time digging into metrics that will actually move the needle. Spending only 1 hour a month with analyzing your data and still being able to make data-driven decisions is only possible if you have the right data at the right moment available.
I think actioning that data is really important. Does Conversific have a solution or a feature built into it that we can set some kind of an alert or a trigger that says, hey, something significant has happened over the last whatever period it could be a week or a month, and there's some kind of, well, probably a week, and saying, hey, when things drop to this, or, you know, both success or failures, to so to speak, is there something built into Conversific to maybe as part of a roundup email or an alert to let people know where they're fitting in the KPIs that they are monitoring?
A couple of things that could help you in that, in our system. The first one, that we are sending our daily and weekly reports where you see if there's something going up or down. It helps you to have this KPI check. The second one, that we have some kind of, we have pre-built insights which are monitoring your data, and our algorithm is telling that how much money do you leave on the table if you don't make these changes. So it helps you calculate, is it worth to make the change or not.
So let's talk about the marketing funnel. You know, we always talk about the, you know, the acquisition, the kind of the awareness and consideration top of funnel, and then the conversion middle part of the funnel, you know, that converts your visitors into customers. And then we talk about the retention part of it. And so from an acquisition perspective, you know, how can Shopify brands, I guess, have more of a balanced, I don't call it a balanced portfolio, both of awareness and consideration for a brand? Is there any best practices that you've kind of seen from the brands that are connected to Conversific?
I have experienced this really the same, and the things where the everything started, the real know-how is came from the good old Avinash Kaushing, my great analytics mentor, who I learned a lot. He said that around 30 to 50% in the search from the organic channel is normal. If its number becomes too big, it indicates that there is an overexposure to search rankings and the algorithms changes, and it's not good at all. If it's too low, you are simply leaving money on the table. And if we talk about search traffic, you want a big portion to be organic, so we are not just renting this traffic or you are stuck at SEO.
Right.
Well, the second part is the direct traffic. At least 20% is perfect. If a web analytics tool implementing everything's right, so they are tracking the UTMs and build up their campaigns pretty straightforward, everything instead of this will come from the offline campaigns. You want a healthy amount of both. Right. If a direct traffic is low, I worry if you are not good enough at customer service and the retention at all. The referral part, there at 20 or 30% is optimal. You can't just rely on search engines or spending money on paid campaigns. A healthy web strategy includes a robust amount of traffic from other sites that link to your product or services. And at least 10% of your traffic should be from the campaigns you have built up yourself. Google Analytics sometimes call it as the other channel if you have not set it up the UTMs correctly. But it could be email campaigns, display campaigns, banner campaigns, Facebook campaigns, a lot of things. But you want at least 10% of the traffic to be the one you invite your site deliberately after a solid analysis and a great targeting. It's a sign of a healthy business that has diversified customer acquisition strategy.
So, Steve, most brands have Google Analytics for sure attached to their store through Google Tag Manager or just directly with the JavaScript. You know, that's available like right from within the Shopify's admin, you know, along with the Facebook pixel and a few other things that you can add. But there is an analytics tab with a lot of reports available inside Shopify's admin. There's a few things you mentioned a little bit, but can we dig a little deeper about what specifically Conversific is doing that is an improvement upon what's being revealed in Shopify's admin?
I think this most really important part is the benchmarking. Just think about it. How can you compete if you don't know what you are up against? Knowing how you stack up to the rest of the competition lets you know where you are coming up short and where you have the advantage. Conversific helps you put these numbers into perspective, because saying that your conversion rate is 1.37%, okay, what's next? Next, that's something you will never feel again if you checking our benchmarks, because you will know exactly that your results are good, average, or bad, and you have the context which will need it. The second part is the report. We call it the complete view of your Shopify business, because I think that monitoring your store performance shouldn't be this hard as you are examining now. Get the data you need to make profitable decisions. I think this is the key, because sometimes having only the revenue data, for now we are starting to building up the functionality to have the real true profits, because it will help you to get even the second part of the context, how much you will take home at the end of the month or the year. And why our reports are better? Because we have picked the most important e-commerce metrics for each report. You will only focus on what's truly important. Currently, we have reports about the products, customers, orders, traffic, SEO, Facebook, and many other important e-commerce parts of your business. Just like gauging how to stack up with your competition allows you to outdo them, comparing your own growth allows you to outdo yourself. Well, we have true and real product and customer profiles, which helps you to know better your customers and your products. For each product and customer, we build a detailed view of their actions, the contact details, the order history, the product iteration, and revenue. This will help you manage your inventory, make pricing decisions, understand seasonal buying trends, and of course, increasing your revenue. And last but not least, my personal favorite, the list of action items instead of analysis paralysis.
Yeah.
It has two parts. It has a data audit, because if you are tracking and not setting up perfectly, you will lose the data and will never get it again. That's why we have started building up an automated audit check, and where we're checking your analytics setup and give you a clear picture on what's wrong with your tracking, because better data means better insights, which we can help you with. Right. And the second part is the tailored recommendation based on your data. I think this is 2020 is the time to offer no more guessing games. Increase your user engagement, sales, conversions, and doing more of what's working for the online businesses in your industry. That's what we like to help you with. And that's where you will get the real insights based on your data.
Very cool. So instead of just having access to some of this data, you know, you've mentioned, like, I love the benchmarking idea and how you compare to competitors in the same vertical. I love being able to have action items listed from within the admin to help you work on certain particular tasks. You know, we talked about this kind of less is more, 90-day sprints, and having a smart goal or smart goals. I think this is a perfect example of helping you move the needle with some actionable best practices based on your industry. So I think that's incredible. And I think that's one of the powers of ConversaFix. So let's talk about the future of this platform. Are you able to share some of the 2020 roadmap or some highlights and stuff? Is there any partner alignment? And just end of the day, I love and hope that there's going to be a nonstop kind of iterative approach. I've seen, you know, because I've known you for quite a few years now as this platform's expanded. But just for those listening today that may not have heard of you, it'd be interesting to hear how you're helping brands today and then how you believe 2020 is going to unfold as the product expands its offering.
Well, currently our focus is to make the product even better than it currently is. We want to give even more benchmark things. So we want to help e-commerce brands to compare themselves even more detailed than they can do it currently. So we will tune the benchmarks we currently use. This is one thing in focus. The second one is to give even more insights we currently have implemented. So it needs some kind of detailed algorithms, which tracking your data and comparing it constantly to your previous results and to results in your industry. And it helps you focusing on the things that can bring you the most result. Because when we're showing you an insight, it's showing you how much money do you lose if you are not improving your results. Because we're not just showing you the problems, we're giving you some kind of explanation how you can improve your results. So we want to get more of this kind of insights. The third one that finally release our profit report. It will be released in the next 2 weeks. I'm really excited about it because the COGS and shipping data helps us even fine-tune the results and helping to get more laser-focused for our customers. And we want to retune our current email reports because we are sending daily and monthly reports, and we want to make it even more customizable. So it will be a better version of our email digest report. This is the 2020 for now, but as we are a startup also, mm-hmm. we always changing the way we implement the product. Our focus is to help merchants make better decisions. So if every time we find something which helps to solve this problem better, it becomes the number one priority.
I love the profit report idea because I think those financial people that are listening to the show today as part of a brand, or you're involved in the financial aspects, not just maybe the marketing part of it. It's interesting that there's going to be a cost of goods and a shipping component as an expense as it relates to revenue, and then helping you understand gross margin, net margin, and just profitability by collection, by product, and be able to drill down. I think having that sort of profit reporting is interesting because then you find, wow, this certain collection is doing very, very well for us, or we're overstocked on this particular product. This cost of goods profitability conversation comes up quite a bit. So that's exciting that that's coming down the pike for your brand too. We are nearing the end of the show. We could talk for a long time. It's such exciting. It's so great that the show is on early on in the year now, because I think people can really, those that are still just using Google Analytics or that are just using the Analytics tab inside Shopify, you'd be hard-pressed to find a reason why you should not use this. It really is. There's a free plan we'll talk about in a moment. And as you kind of expand your business and want access to more actionable data, it's so interesting things that you can offer. Any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners for today?
Yeah, just one thing that I have seen many times, that e-commerce brands in the very beginning focusing sometimes on the wrong things, because everyone wants to start to optimizing their conversion. But when it comes down to increasing the sales, there are two ways. You can get more traffic or turn your existing traffic into more sales. But if you are just starting out, there your primary focus should be on the number one, to getting more traffic. Because sometimes entrepreneurs and new e-commerce store owners approach me and say something like, but Steve, even though I don't have a lot of traffic right now, shouldn't I be still testing and applying SEO techniques across my priorities? And an X percentage increase in conversion is still gross, right? And no, because unless you are already doing 500 or 1,000 sales per month, transactions, CRO shouldn't be your primary focus, because at low traffic levels, the same test will tell you something different every day, and you will waste your time chasing a dozen of small tweaks all the time. At the early stages, I think your brain power should be spending on growing your audience of visitors.
I would agree with the traffic. I think the point you were making there was, I use the term statistically significant, meaning that, yes, you know, you have enough data to, you know, stop working on your conversion rate. How about just drive more traffic? And then we'll talk about, is it targeted traffic? Because maybe, you know, you have thousands or 10,000 or 100,000 visitors coming and your conversion rate is low as it relates to the market. Fair enough. Then we can think about CRO tactics that we can work on. But if you have a low amount of traffic today, let's work on getting more traffic. And that could be, there's lots of ways of driving more traffic. That's certainly another episode of, you know, influencers and SEO and content strategies, paid acquisition and things like that. So how can people learn more about the Conversific app and the platform?
Well, if you want to try our system out, just visit the Shopify App Store, search for the term Conversific, or you can even try this search term analytics, because we are currently the number one organic results, and you can add it to your store. It's only for a 5-minute installation process, because we download all of your data, and after that you have all of your pre-built dashboard for yourself. And if you want to learn more, you can visit our site, theconversific.com. We have our blog where we are talking about this database decision making, how you can make it easy and actionable.
Yeah, I syndicate a lot of your content on the Conversific blog on e-commerce Fastlane, just kind of casts a wider net for content discovery. Partner up with quite a few partners and have, you know, just more a central repository of data and information that's being shared by all of these app partners and marketing platforms. So if you're not part of my newsletter at e-commerce Fastlane, sign up to that. So you'll get kind of a roundup post each week of Steve's content and other partners. And we did talk offline before recording today, and you've been very kind to offer a listener only promotion. Can you share some of the details of that?
Yeah, for sure. After we reconsider what are the very best offer for the e-commerce Fastlane podcast listeners, we thought that we became really generous, because Christmas was just a couple of weeks ago, and we still have the passion. And we would like to offer the 1 year for the price of 6 months price on every plan we have. And this is only and exclusively for e-commerce Fastlane listeners. We will first ones who reach this page at the ecommercefastlane.com/conversific.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right. ecommercefastlane.com/conversific. That will redirect you to the landing page where you can sign up. There is a free plan to get started on it, just for, you know, monthly reporting and some basics. And then from there, you can kind of see what the platform can actually do. And yeah, any of the paid plans, 50% off, basically 6 months for 1 year plan, based on whatever level fits, based on your complexity and your maturity and the size of your brand. So really cool. Thanks so much, Steve, for coming on the show. Thanks for recording this today. I know it takes quite a bit of work to kind of align our schedules, you being in Hungary, me being in the West Coast in Canada and Vancouver. And I'm glad we're able to, you know, the power of the internet, get together, talk about data, getting these data decisions together. And just, you know, end of the day, I think this really is the year for brands. Those listening today, it's time, if you're not doing, you need to make data and a strategy-driven approach to growing and scaling your brand. And I think Conversific is a really good opportunity for those that are still just using GA or the analytics tab in Shopify. This levels up your skill sets and gives you some actionable insights. So once again, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
Looking to scale your e-commerce business and implement some proven strategies to grow your brand? Don't forget about our podcast sponsor, Just Uno, the leading on-site visitor conversion platform. If you're interested in optimizing your website experience with AI-powered product recommendations, intelligent personalization, and a bunch of other amazing features to help you grow and scale, head on over to justuno.com. Don't forget about the exclusive e-commerce Fastlane discount, 15% off. Use the coupon code FASTLANE15. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.